This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The iPhone is like the Golden Gate Bridge. It hogs attention, but the Bay Bridge to and from Oakland gets used more often. In this analogy, the Samsung Galaxy S4 is the Bay Bridge. The S4 is just now going on sale in the U.S., and in the last year, the Galaxies have been outselling iPhones. Reviewers like Jessica Dalcourt at CNET likes its responsiveness and high-resolution screen. And for people coming to an Android phone for the first time, there's a kind of large print mode.
This is interesting. There's an easy mode that some other phones have. So some people come to Android. It's their first smartphone. They're like, look, I want a really good camera. I want all this stuff. The high-end specs really appeal to me. But this Android thing is crazy. So there's this setting that will simplify everything down, give you like 3 home screens, make everything, all the icons, all the text bigger, and basically just make it a lot easier to use and to get to know.
But consumer products also come with other baggage. Samsung is now admitting that some of the tin in its smartphones is mined on an Indonesian island that has used child labor. The Guardian newspaper and the environmental group Friends of the Earth had investigated conditions at a place called Bangka Island and brought the child labor issue to Samsung's attention. In a letter, Samsung is telling customers that while it doesn't have a direct relationship with its tin suppliers, some of the material does come from the region. It's promising a thorough investigation. All phones have tin, mostly the solder on circuit boards. It's possible tin mined with child labor is in other brands of phone as well.